Hi, Vern.
Yeah.
Hey, Vern. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
It's not hot, so it's a good day.
Don't speak too soon. Never know. Might come out, but I hear you on that. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details.
Sure.
She said you had some questions for me.
Well, she's the main one was that if I have how much the price was, and if I didn't get sufficient enough work, whether I could cancel within 30 days. I mean, because I told her I've been in business for 26 years.
Uh huh.
And you know, I do have slow periods. I just, you know, I don't advertise at all. So, and that's what I mean. I would be interested if it works for me, but you know, I do mostly commercial work. And like I said, I do, as far as residential, I would do car chargers and, panel upgrades. But I'm not interested in rewiring houses or coming and changing a plug. Right now I'm waiting on next week I'm doing that. They're getting a 2,000 square foot building in San Francisco and I'm going to do the electrical for a produce market. So, but I have times where I'm slow. And, you know, if I had enough work, I might add another person. But the whole point is, I'm not going to give $300 a month just, you know, to put my name out there. I want results.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely understandable. I think that's every business owner that does advertising, you know, is you're looking to increase traffic and you don't want to invest in something without a guarantee of return. But what I can say is that, you know, anybody that's doing Google advertising is investing in it without a guarantee of return. We do not guarantee you a certain amount of customers from it. The only person who can actually guarantee you a job is the person paying you for the service. We're just connecting you to as many of those people as possible at the moment that they're looking for what you do, you know. So I can't make you a promise that if you do the Google advertising, you're going to make a certain amount of money or get this much business from it. It would be a lie.
No, but my main concern was, first, if in 30 days this doesn't work out, I can cancel.
Yeah, you can cancel, but we always recommend that our clients, when they first sign up, because we'd be creating all your stuff from scratch, you know, we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months. Month one is more about getting everything built, you know, getting your Google verification done, getting the website up and running, you know, building all the content on all these directories.
Okay. I hear you on that. All right.
It's not a get rich quick scheme, Vern. It's a long-term solution to establish yourself and get consistency. It's not a, hey, I do this and next week I'm a millionaire. Doesn't exist. It's not a lottery ticket.
Anyway, did she tell you that I've been in business for 26 years?
Yes.
And there was a special price for people who had more than 20 years of business?
Yes. It's called an established business credit. It would reduce your rate by $200. So we normally charge $4.99 monthly, and then the established business credit that she requested for you would reduce it to $2.99.
That's about what she was saying. She was saying $300 anyway.
Yeah, she quoted you that, and then asked me for approval in order to do that because she's not allowed to just apply that herself. But we do apply that for businesses that have over 20 years of experience. So she didn't mislead you. It would be $2.99.
All right.
That'll cover you for.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, sorry, guys. A 40-mile radius from your street address and 15 different keyword terms or phrases, and a website.
All right, I'll do that's something else. I've been, like I said, I've been in business 26 years, and I have downtime, but I have time where it's impossible mm-hmm. to get to all the work with office.
Yeah, I don't think any client that I work with over my 12 years here takes every client that they that contacts them. You know, they're just being connected with the opportunity, and then they cherry pick what's best for you or for them.
All right.
You know, so the idea here is just to get you as much exposure to the right audience as possible. And Google's been the number one way for business owners to advertise across all avenues for the last 17 years. So, you know, if we can't get you a consistent flow, nobody can. Even companies like Home Advisor by Angie's that I see you're currently utilizing, you know, they get their leads from Google.
I haven't signed. I just got approved. I haven't actually signed up. I get a $300 whatever credit mm-hmm. card.
Credit.
I haven't finished that, but
gotcha.
That's what I mean. Let's just say that where I'm at is my son's in junior college and he'll be out a baseball player. But anyway, he'll be out in 5 years, and I want to be able to give him the company. I'm going to retire, so
okay.
I'm never really interested, really. I'm kind of more interested in building a little bit bigger just for him, if he decides to come over. But,
yeah. I mean, you do, usually when you sell a business, it's, you know, they're going to want your client base, and obviously they want a good name and a good reputation. And obviously if we establish all those things, and then it's just going to put it in the best position for when you do hand it off to them.
Well, we don't know. This is all speculation at this point. But all right, I'll tell you what. I'll do it for 2 months, and we'll see what happens. I'll risk $600. See what happens.
Okay. Also,
that's the total price. Hey, and if it's 2 months, today's the 18th, right, or 17th? I don't know what
today's the 18th. Yeah.
It would start when? What would be my?
The first payment would be due today at $299. And then each month moving forward, it'll reoccur on the 18th day at $299. We do have prepayment options, but they go by 3, 6, and 12 months. There is a 3-month prepay that you could do for $700, and that'll actually get you 3 months of service rather than 2 for $600. So just throwing that out there.
Well, I don't know how my wife would feel about that.
Yeah, well, you were saying 600. That's the only reason I mentioned it. I'm going, hey, if he's already going to commit to 2 months at six, you know, why not get that third month for $100?
Now, how long does it take to set up this website and do something?
The website's fairly quick. You know, the website, I mean, we can have websites going in 3 to 5 days, you know, can get an initial draft drawn up in a day or two. After we do a client interview with you, obviously, where we go over all the services you offer, the service area you cover. It's about a 30 to 40 minute phone call that we schedule same day or following day from sign up. And, that's where we get the tools to customize it. And then, you know, the website gets up quick. It's the other things like the Google verification form. They send you this letter in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. We could hide your street address, but that takes about 5 days to get to you. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you. So that's a little time consuming. And then there's a form. Sometimes it takes the business owner like 3 or 4 days to get that form back to us, just with all the things that it asks you for to get your Google verification. But once you're Google verified, you never have to go through that process again. So we're establishing something that's going to stick with the business long term and add a lot of credibility. Even if you were to leave us in the future, you know, people will still be able to look you up, see your real business, see all your reviews and everything, the website. So those are all good tools to have long term.
that's the other thing with reviews. It's like some it's like I have a customer that's a that owns 9 restaurants, and it's like, am I going to ask him for a review? No.
No.
I got
you don't have to.
We
have a tracking
no, but I'm just
in an app where you can literally just send him a nonchalant message asking them to write a review. You know, when he gets a chance, he just clicks the star rating, types up a little review, hits submit, and he's already logged into his email on his mobile device, and it'll submit as a verified customer. You don't even have to ask him at all. It's you just send him off to those guys that we recommend you do that at the end of every job, or try to at least. Through your tracking system, reputation helps. It helps.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, it's like I'll give you another example. Another one of my customer is a Michelin star, 2-star chef.
Mm-hmm.
A restaurant that he charges $500 a person to eat there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask him to do that either. I work with people that are, you know.
You work with people, you know. I'm a guy. I have a membership at the country club. Every person I talk to every day is a business owner, and you know. So
hey, you make too much money if you belong to a country club.
Yeah, Costa Mesa.
Are you in
country
California?
Club. Yes, sir. We're in Costa Mesa, is where I live, and our business is located at Fountain Valley, and we're partnered with the Google headquarters in Irvine here, Google Building 1.
You make too much money.
I'm a Huntington Beach native, and you know, I spend a lot of time in Newport Beach. I live in Costa Mesa, though. Costa Mesa Country Club is where I usually play. But I've helped a lot of business owners build up businesses, and then they sell them later. How you were talking about, you were going to hand it off to your son, and then a lot of times they sell it, they become really wealthy. I have a lot of friends like that, and you know, they take care of me, so yeah. My membership is actually free at the country club because I've even connected them with the landscapers that actually take care of the courses itself. You know, so.
Well, that's. I mean, I'm sure that my son would do a better job at this than I would if he already is college courses on business and just seeing more management than hands-on.
Sure. It's just social skills, really.
Huh?
I'm not a great social skills person. People tell me all the time I'm kind of awkward to talk to, but I think that's a lot of it is just being don't be afraid to send that message off and get that review. You know, that adds a lot of credibility when you have those kind of people backing you. It shouldn't be something that you shy away from. It's like, hey, this 5-star restaurant hired me to do it. You know, this company hired me, or this Michelin restaurant hired me to do it. So, you know, those are just add credibility, but you do got to get over that little, I'm not going to ask them. Like, you know, I know a guy down in, are you talking about Manresa down there in like San Jose area? Los Gatos?
No,
it's
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
I go up there a lot. Oh, okay. Yeah. I go up there a lot. In Orange County, because there's the San Francisco headquarters. And there's also a Mountain View location as well. And so we're closest to the Southern California location, but those are the three main Google buildings in the country are right next to you, you know? So.
Hey, since you're from down there.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's, I'm forced to go to LA and she's got a business appointment on Friday I want to say Boulevard, or it's close to Hollywood. It's Boulevard or something like that.
Mm.
Where would you stay?
In Los Angeles? Oh man.
Well, but it's close to Hollywood though. Wilshire Boulevard, is that it?
Oh yeah, Wilshire is huge. Yeah, that's right in the middle of downtown. To be honest, that's really where you don't want to be. We're in the beach cities, like about an hour south of Los Angeles. We're in Orange County, so I try to avoid Los Angeles.
No, but I'm saying I only have to be there on Friday. I have to be there Friday at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to fly in like Tuesday or Wednesday. Where would you stay that would be within an hour of there that would be?
Oh, well, I mean, Playa del Rey Beach or Marina del Rey is pretty close to the airport, but also like by the beach, but not like Santa Monica area. If you did want to visit Santa Monica, I mean, it's the pierce there.
Santa Monica's $500 a night.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find that out here. I mean, you're close to Beverly Hills. There's a lot of things in L.A., you know. L.A. is one of those cities where it's like, if you go and you want to stay at a decent hotel in downtown San Francisco, it's the same thing, you know. Usually they comp us Hilton SF Union Square when we go out there, but I don't know. That's a tough question. I'm close enough to where if I go to LA, I'll just drive out there and I won't stay overnight. Like, I'd rather deal with an hour of traffic than to actually stay overnight in LA, especially in the downtown area. It's just,
all right,
Gavin
Newsom. What beach can I get? What beach would have a hotel that's close, within an hour?
Oh, Malibu. I mean,
there.
Yeah, but it's going to be expensive. Anything. You know, there's Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, Marina del Rey, you know, Santa Monica Pier.
But all of that would be within an hour of Wilshire Boulevard?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, even in Long Beach and in Orange County area, I mean, we're within an hour. You know, Costa Mesa is about an hour away, but this is more like John Wayne Airport rather than LAX. We have, like, our own airport. It's a little smaller, less... You'll
but
see.
I would be taking LAX to go there, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it most likely, but you, yeah, I mean, I would look to maybe fly into Long Beach or Orange County if it was me personally. LAX is just a nightmare. But, yeah, that's a loaded question, you know, because, you know, Disneyland is in Anaheim. That's within an hour of Los Angeles and Hollywood, Wilshire Boulevard. I mean, you're talking about where the Figueroa and Wilshire, I think, is where they have the old Staples Center. It's called the Crypto Arena now. So you're, like, smack in the middle, like where the Lakers used to Lakers play. You're, like, right in the middle of downtown L.A., in L.A. Convention Center. So it's all concrete. It's kind of like downtown SF without the hills.
I've been to L.A. once, and the traffic was just, like, freaking crazy. And
yeah.
It's like for and I live in Walnut Creek. San Francisco is I think 17 miles. Well, that's 17 miles is an hour and a half in traffic to 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it's if there's no traffic, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's rough. But
I mean,
it does get like that.
LA.
Yeah, during peak hours.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to stay off the road, like between, you know, 8:30 in the morning till like 10 o'clock. You know, people going to work, and then in the afternoons, I mean, anything between 5 and 7 is kind of a nightmare. So, you know, you want to operate your movements around that to just kind of avoid it. But yeah, I don't like LA, even though I live in Southern California. I try to stay away from that as much as possible and kind of stay near the beach cities here by the water. I don't even like going inland.
What I really want is a freaking hotel on the freaking beach where I can hear the ocean. That's what
yeah.
I want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the best bet would be like to go to a broker site, or you can go to Google Stays, just like they have Google Flights. And, you know, of course, I'm going to recommend Google as a Google partner. And they have kind of like a broker system, and you can zoom in on the map to the general area that you'll be staying, and they'll give you not just what's good, but what's available. Because I could tell you one thing that'd be good, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be available for your stay, or, you know, the rates fluctuate. Sometimes it's affordable, sometimes it's not. So, you know, that would be
I don't want to spend $500.
Yeah, that'd be my best
bet. $300 is cable. Here, let me
do this. All right, what are the dates?
August. I want to say it's either 12th or 13th to the 17th.
Okay, 12th is a Monday. 13th is a Tuesday. Usually, traveling's better on a Tuesday.
we haven't decided whether we're going to, we're going to decide tonight, but let's say the 13th through the Saturday.
Through Saturday. Okay. Saturday. Okay. Let me see what I can find for you. It's just you and your other half?
Your other half?
No, my kid's going to go.
Okay. So three people?
Okay. So three people?
Yeah, three people.
All adults. You probably need two beds, one for you and her, one for him.
Yeah.
Okay. And you prefer to be closer to the beach, right?
Right.
Okay. See what we can do. A little price lower.
And how are you looking for this now?
This is through Google. So they have Google Stays and Google Flights. It's a good way to find hotels. There's also other things like Expedia and Orbitz. I like to use a broker system like that where you get all of them in one network and then you can kind of like compare prices and pick certain geographic areas. Like my family, we're going to Kauai in September for 2 weeks. And it's just me, my wife, and my son. And you know, I got a killer deal just by booking it all through Orbitz. Actually had the best deal. Google compares all the platforms, though, even the brokers. So they'll go through Orbitz, Expedia, compare fees, you know. And so that's why I was saying Google. But it looks like for the dates that you're staying, majority of the places that are open are like Manhattan Beach area and Hermosa Beach, which is actually pretty nice. Those are both like walkable, beautiful white sand, beaches. It's not like Bay Area beaches down here. They're really nice. Like you can enjoy it. You're not going to get a crazy wind off the bay like you would in San Francisco or something like that. And you're basically still
in
summertime.
But it's within an hour of Wilshire
Boulevard. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, I mean, this is still technically LA County. So within LA County, everything's going to be, you know, within an hour. And with these locations, you're going to pretty much avoid the 405 for the most part. You only got to take it for like 10, 15 minutes and then you could hop the 101 into downtown. So those are kind of nice. Marina Del Rey also has a lot available, at that time. Are you looking to spend about like less than $1,000 for the 5 nights? I imagine.
Well, $300 a night, whatever.
That's about $1,500. Yeah. I mean, they have some as low as the $800 I'm seeing on here. You know, obviously you don't want to be in a freaking Motel 6 or something like that.
No way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And especially those are located in like high poverty areas. You just feel uncomfortable walking around. But yeah, Manhattan Beach is like a wealthy known area where it's got a lot less poverty, I guess you could say. Venice Beach, you know, there's like homeless people everywhere. Playa del Rey Beach, so is nice. Kind of want to stay away from Venice, maybe just to visit, but if you're going to be there a couple days, that's not a place you want to.
All right, so Manhattan Beach and Del Rey is good.
Yeah, Playa del Rey, Manhattan Beach, even Marina del Rey is pretty nice. But Marina del Rey is getting pretty close to Venice Beach, Santa Monica Pier. So, like I said, it's nice to go over there. Well, no, Marina del Rey is beautiful, though. It's like it's kind of a high-end area. That's where there's a lot of like boats there. There's a big harbor with a lot of docks. So you get kind of like a San Diego feel. I don't know if you've ever been to San Diego and seen like Mission Bay down there.
Well, I'm more interested in the beach, but. You know,
I want
something nice.
The beach is
the last thing you want to do is have your freaking wife complain that you're being cheap.
Yeah, I know how that is too. You know, so my lady's just a spoiled brat for the most part.
You're going to Hawaii. That's $10,000.
Yeah, Kauai. Yeah, I mean. This is our fourth island in the last 2 years. My son is only 3 years old, and he's going to basically see all four of the major islands already. I'm super happy about that. He loves it. He's a beach kid just like I was. I mean, we take him. I'm only a quarter mile off the beach, even though I'm in Costa Mesa. I'm a quarter mile from Huntington Beach Pier. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've and I grew up in Huntington too, so it's like I like him kind of having that same vibe where he's got it, but he doesn't look like he's got it. You're more likely to catch him in some board shorts. Same with my lady.
Which college did you go to?
Well, I actually went to Sac State, and then I came back down here, and I applied to work here fresh out of college, and they turned me down the first time because I had no experience, and then I came back the second time, I tried again, and they turned me down, and this time I caught the CEO in the parking lot, and I told him what was going on and that I really wanted to work here and eventually work at Google, and he was like, come back tomorrow, you know, and
cool.
Yeah.
So what was your degree?
Well, marketing, you know, marketing. The problem is that sales.
So there's sales
in Google, but there's also like computer programming and IT stuff involved. Too, I would recommend attack marketing though, just from a sales position. Google is more lucrative in that department. Like 85% of Google's income actually comes from the business owners that pay for these advertisements that we're offering you. And they do it in every industry across the United States in every area. So it's, you know, if you can imagine, that's a reoccurring pipeline with millions and millions of people that, you know, payments are processing daily. So that's where all the money's at, you know, even with the kids that like are on YouTube and stuff, that's how they get paid a lot of the time, is Google's incentivizing them to drive traffic and eyes and marketing to those platforms.
If you are a kid going, my kids are going to get a baseball scholarship for pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he has no idea what he wants to do. We're in junior college right now, but the only thing he can say is what business.
Yeah, get a bachelor's degree in marketing. That should be what he's shooting for if he's trying to do this. It's also something that helps you, or you could also do business administration. Business administration is great. Or you can get a doctorate in marketing. You know, it's the highest level, but bachelor's degree is the most attainable. And then, yeah, business administration helps. If you're planning on passing this off to him and he'd be a business owner, it's probably a good idea for him to understand how business works in general. You know, business mindset is applicable to every industry in order to make it clear. Yeah.
And that's something, because he has he passed on a scholarship first, and then he went to junior college. Now he had Tommy John surgery, so he's going to get one extra year, so he might do a master's, whatever he does.
Yeah.
1 year will be paid past.
Yeah, I love baseball. What school did you say it was?
He's in junior college right now. He got a scholarship to Monterey Bay.
Nice.
But he didn't
want
to go there. Well, he didn't want to. Well, I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. But
yeah, I love Monterey Bay too.
Because two of the kids that he beat, you know, playing in high school, got scholarships to Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
As Pittsburgh. So he wants, he's D1 scholarship or nothing.
Yeah, so that's the way you should do everything in life. Go for broke. Don't half-heart anything. You know, you don't get anywhere that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true, but that's where he's at. But anyway, all right, I'll do the 3 months for 700.
Okay, let me create your account, Vern. Is Vern short for anything?
It's Artist Vern Jones is my name.
Artist.
Hey, I'm
okay.
Going through Home Depot. Is there anything?
Yeah, I could do it quick. Give me 1 second. We're basically at the end of it. Once you give me the agreement, I just got to create the profile, and I'll schedule a client interview for a better time. You spell your first name A-R-T-I-S?
A-R-D, D as in David.
Okay. D-I-S, artist. I haven't heard that name before.
Artist. That's what I mean. I don't go by it.
Okay. Well, it's just for me to send over the invoice receipt so you could write this off as a business expense later. So it's not something we're going to call you by or have displayed anywhere. It's just for your paperwork. And then your last name?
Jones.
Jones, okay. And the business email address where I can send you everything in writing and your receipt?
JonesCordova@AOL.com. That tells you how old I am. I'm AOL.
Not that bad. At least you still use it. You know, my father's kind of beyond the technology. He was just a jock and worked with his body all his life. He never really figured it out. All right, save. All right, and then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
2708 okay. Oak Road, Unit 38, Walnut Creek, California.
Got it, Unit 38.
That's what I mean. Believe it or not, Walnut Creek's more expensive than this area is more expensive than LA.
I believe it because I would pay more money to stay away from LA. People who pay a lot of money to come to LA don't know what LA is, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. And they come down here and realize that they don't want to be here. LA is not a nice place. It's horrible.
I had a friend that when she got a divorce, she sold her place and went and bought a place in San Diego and still had money left over.
Yeah, San Diego is different, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, San Diego's a nice area. Newport Beach is very much like that. I used to live in Newport Beach, and, you know, the worst possible house you could find in Newport Beach is like $2 million.
Yeah,
that's the poverty area. So,
I hear you.
Yeah. It's just you want to kind of stay away from that. It's no way to live, you know. All right. So I have your account created. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Eight to 4:30, but I'm not even going to answer the phone past 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Fridays.
Okay. No worries. I'll just put 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. And then you want to go Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that way they could still call you, but you're not actually expected to go out and work outside of business hours?
Sure, that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't want to miss any opportunities, you know. Most likely the guys who are going to be able to afford your services probably work regularly as well. So it's good to kind of have those weekends open to at least discuss it with them. All right, save. All right.
Well,
so
I'm not interested in houses. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, it'll cover residential and commercial. We're going to schedule this client interview, and that's where they're going to go over, like, the keywords and services, and we'll customize the campaign. So we're going to want to pick your brain and get a thorough analysis from you on exactly what's your ideal client so we could target them. But what would be the best time to circle back for a client interview?
Well, if you're charging me, I don't want to wait.
We could do it today. I mean, I have slots available 11 to 12, 2 to 3. I know you're at Home Depot now, but.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
I
could also do 1 to 2.
I don't want to have one past 3.
We work 7 to 4 because we have East Coast clients as well, so we get here pretty early.
Okay. I just didn't do it tomorrow. How about tomorrow morning then?
Okay.
What are we going to go over in this?
Yeah. So the agenda for this call is going to be to establish your keywords or services that we're going to be targeting and having you listed for on the first page of Google. Establish the service area. Make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. Customize that. And then we have to buy a domain, get an idea on how you want your website to look so we can start working on the site. And then any other directory submissions, Facebook ads, things like that, we also want to address during the call. So they have set questions that make the call go by a lot quicker. It's kind of just you answer it. It's all over the phone.
I don't have Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't got to jump on a computer or anything. They want to ask you anything you don't know off the top of your head. Like, will you take this? Won't you take this? What's your ideal customer? Where is your ideal customer? You know, is there areas you do and don't want to go to, like downtown Los Angeles?
Right.
So, it's a pretty easy call. Like, we walk you through it. I'll actually call you first, introduce you to them, and then they'll come on the line and walk you through it step by step. So, on average, they take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for the full hour window in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
All right, I'll do the 1 to 2 then. But
okay.
I can also change the domain or what I want on the
absolutely.
Website once I see.
Yeah, so I also want to let you know we're a full service digital branding firm. So, it's not like we just, you know, you sign up and then we disappear. We pick your brain. You know, we want to make sure we're representing your business properly and that it's working for you. So we're going to be communicating a lot within the first, like, 1 to 2 weeks of sign up. Once we see that you've got everything up and running and, you know, we're getting clients coming in and it's working for you, then we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing, Bern. So there's a team of us that's going to help with fulfillment, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I'll still be here with you as well. I'll send you my direct number and extension.
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the first 3 months payment of the $700?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Artist Bern Jones. And then the billing address is the same as the street address? They're sending that Google PIN verification letter? Unit 38?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
4037.
4037.
8400.
8400.
2860.
2860.
7123.
7123. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
8/27.
8/27.
And so,
there's a 3-digit code on the back.
561.
Okay, you had a question?
So, if I decide I want to do another 3 months, I can still get it for $700?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just call me directly. So like I said, you're going to have my direct number extension. I'll be the account lead and there's an account management team. But for deals like that, just contact me directly and then I can go in there and adjust it. What's going to happen right now?
What's going to happen right now?
There's a voice verification.
What is it for the 6 months?
Voice verification.
Okay. Let me see for the 6 months. I could do 6 months prepay for $1,300.
All right. Anyway, we'll do the 3 months now.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see what
that's
happens.
Usually what happens. These guys will usually upgrade to like annual, so that way they solidify themselves on the local area. And then, you know, if you want to upgrade to like ads, and have like a sponsored listing or a Google guarantee later, we could always do that as well. But I would like to start with this, evaluate it, you know, see what's the best results and what works best for your specific, business since you're kind of in a niche. You're not just a regular electrician. And then once we find the formula or the keywords that work best, then we can attack something bigger.
Well, that's, I mean, see, the other stuff that I do is like walk-in coolers that are 2,000 square foot, freezers that are, you know, that big. And that's what I mean. All of a sudden, I could be just slammed and not need anything.
Yeah,
but
that's a good problem to have. I mean, if we just nail down one of those jobs over the next, I'm not saying it's only going to be one, but just from a financial perspective, the math has to math, I say sometimes. $700 is going to be real, you know, real easy return on investment to generate.
I'm just saying that's why I never, advertise or anything like that, because I have maintenance customers like the Michelin star chef and
where you end up
restaurants
getting booked. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, you make more money in service calls than you do, you know, if you get $500 to be there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're
well,
doing okay.
You know, use this to fill the gaps and build up the reputation. And when your son's ready, you know, you'll have a lot to hand over to him, you know, and there'll be work on the table, you know, so, and those guys. Reputation is key. All right. So there's a voice verification. I just got to walk you through this, and I'll let you finish up your deal here at Home Depot, and we'll circle back with you at, for between 1 and 2 for the client interview, okay?
All right.
So you are on a recorded line, Bern. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, do you... Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
C&J Electric Company.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Artis Burns Jones, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Vern, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. That's more so pertaining to our company, especially when we're first getting things up and running. If you miss calls from your clients here and there, there's a tracking system. We definitely recommend you check the tracking system every 24 to 48 hours. It says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Yeah. We know everything you currently have. You shouldn't need anything else after today, Vern, but if you're going to add something online, just double check that it's not something we're already providing for you. And we don't want to duplicate any online listings or have two Google business profiles floating around. So just let us know.
Sure.
The initial term of your service agreement is 3 months. Your first month's payment, since it is a prepaid contract, they want me to state that it's a non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup. It'll be charged today in the discounted pricing structure of $700. Today is July 18, 2024. When the term is completed, or on October 17th, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month at $299. So you're still going to get that established business credit that I have you on, unless you call me prior to, you know, set up another prepay agreement. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be receiving a confirmation text messages. There's going to be three of them. One's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. These are also going to your email address. You have to sign off on the agreement in writing. It's called your subscription terms. There's a Google verification form in there. This is going to be submitted directly to the Google headquarters. So I need you to fill that out. It'll ask for any license, insurance, business registration, paperwork that you have. You know, California is very strict.
That's not going to happen until tomorrow, right?
No, you could send that in whenever, but the texts are coming through now. So you'll have the paperwork there.
Okay.
I just want you to be aware of it, okay, and try to get it back to us as soon as possible. And there's also the username and password for your tracking system is being texted to you here shortly as well. So this concludes the initial setup process. Obviously, I want to officially welcome you aboard. I know you have some things in front of you that you want to address, so I'll let you get back to your workday there, and then look out for our call at 1 o'clock. I'm going to circle back with you, and we'll knock out this client interview, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Vern.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.